深的东西。
This something very very profound.
现在我们打开约翰福音。
When we turn to John,
约翰福音第十八章
，Number 18,
我们从二十八节开始来读。
Reading from verse number 28,
一直读到第十九章。
And we will read until chapter
约翰福音第二十八章。第十八章二十八节，众人将耶稣从该亚法那里往亚门内接去，那时天还早，他们自己却不进亚门，恐怕燃有误会，不能吃逾越节的筵席。比拉多就出来到他们那里说，你们告这个人是为什么事呢？他们回答说，这人若不是作恶的，我们就不把他交给你。比拉多说，你们自己带他去，按着你们的律法审问他吧。犹太人说，我们没有杀人的权柄，这也应验耶稣所说自己将要怎么样死的话了。比拉多又进亚门叫耶稣来，对他说，你是犹太人的王吗？耶稣回答说，这话是你自己说的，还是别人论我对你说的呢？比拉多说，我岂是犹太，你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你到底做了什么事呢？耶稣回答说，我的国不属于这世界，我的国若属于这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世界，他要为给真理做见证，反出真理的人就听我的话。我们一同读三十八到四十七，一二三。
比拉多说，真理是什么？说了这话又在犹太人那里对于他们说，我查不出他有什么罪。这规矩在逾越节要我给你们释放一个人，你们要我给你们释放犹太人的王吗？他们又喊着说，不要这人，要巴拉巴。这巴拉巴是个强盗。
我们先读到这个地方。
We'll start reading here first.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主啊，我们真需要你的圣灵引导我们。主啊，我们真需要你打开我们的思想，你打开我们的心，使我们明白历史上最伟大的一件事，就是基督为我们的罪而死。主啊，求你引导我们。我们不能到哥哥塔，求你把哥哥塔带到我们心里面。奉耶稣基督的名字，
阿门，
阿门。请你注意两句话。
There are two statements I want you to pay attention.
那时天还早。
And it was so still early, you say.
这句话不是你想象的早上的早。
It is not that early morning that you think.
这句话的意思已经是晚上九点，就是天还早。
Because it is already 9 PM and you say it is early.
所以你如果解经太随便的话
，So if you are too careful in your interpretation of the Bible,
你不会明白真正的意思。
Then you will not understand the true meaning of this passage.
或者到正午的时候
，Or when it comes to the midday,
你不要以为就是表示现在的中午十二点。
You don't think that it is the midday that、like、you have in the noon.
那是指早上六点
，That is 6 AM。
所以你说这样我就乱了。
See now I'm confused.
早很早的时候
，When they say very early，
他们把耶稣带到比拉多那里。
They brought Jesus to Pilate。
午正的时候
，When it's gonna midday，
比拉多把他们把耶稣再交给犹太人。
And then this Pontius Pilate giving back to the Jews。
原来呢
，Actually，
犹太人算日子跟我们不一样。
The counting of the day for the Jews is different from what we count。
我们说一天什么时候开始呢
？You know when the day begins for us。
那个太阳上山啊，一大早一天开始。
You say when the sun rises, that's the beginning of the day. You say
犹太人刚好相反。
But the Jews is different。
犹太人是一天开始是太阳下山。
It is when the setting of the sun, that's the beginning of the day for the Jews。
太阳下山了。一天开始。
So when the sun sets, now is the beginning of the day.
所以如果你七点去找另外一个犹太人
，So for 6 PM you go to see another Jew.
他会说你这么早来、啊、
？He said, How come you come so early?
七点你就来了。
You come at 7 PM.
如果你九点来啊
，If you were to come at 9,
他们还很早啊。
He said, Too early.
你晚上12点来
，If you come at 12 midnight,
他们现在开始是差不多中午了。
He said, Now about midday.
到了真正中午的时候
，So when they come to the room to midday,
那是第二天早上六点的时候。
And that's six. 6 a.m. the next day.
所以这个算法跟我们不一样。
So the counting is different from what we count.
所以今天我要把你们带到对圣经很严肃的认识里面。
So tonight I want to bring you to the serious understanding of the Bible.
耶稣与他们吃晚餐的时候
，Jesus when he was dining with them，
就是我们的晚餐。
That is our dinner.
其实就是他们一天开始的早餐。
And that's actually the beginning of their breakfast.
那么晚上的时候
，So when it comes to the night，
耶稣就到客西马尼去。
Jesus went to a Gethsemane.
祷告完的时候
，After his prayer，
犹大就来亲耶稣，把他卖掉。
Judas want to kiss Jesus and want to betray him.
他们就把耶稣抓到比拉多那里。
So they captured Jesus to Pontius Pilate.
那个时候大概是九点的时候。
And that is about 9 p.m.
所以说日子还早。
So that's why he says still early in the day.
他们就不要进那个比拉多的衙门。
And because of that, they do not want to enter the palace of the Pontius Pilate.
那就是外邦人的地方。
Because that's a place of
Gentiles. 不洁净的。
It's not clean.
我们是敬拜上帝的。
We are the one who worship
God. 我们是圣洁的。
We are sanctified.
我们要守逾越节。
We want to observe the Passover.
我们要吃逾越节的羔羊的筵席。
We want to also eat the lamb of the feast of the Passover.
我们不进去。
So we do not want to enter.
站在门口。
So they stood at the gate.
把耶稣推进去。
So they pushed Jesus in.
那么比拉多呢，真的是那一天受苦了。
Pontius Pilate at that time he suffered.
因为平常办公的时间是这个早上，我们的早上不是他们的早上啊。
Because for him to have the office time, it is our morning.
到了下午的时候，大家都放工了。
So when it comes to the afternoon, everybody go back home.
现在已经晚上九点，你才把一个罪人带到我面前。
But it is now 9 p.m. You brought a criminal to me.
他累死了。
So you are so tired.
他要睡觉了。
You want to go to sleep.
但是呢，把耶稣带到比拉多面前，不是普通人呐。
But it is not ordinary people that brought Jesus to the to him.
是祭司。
It's the priest.
祭司。司长
，The High Priest
是整个耶路撒冷最被尊重的宗教领袖。
It is the most respected religious leader of the Jews.
所以呢，我就比拉多不可以不接待他。
So this Pontius had to accept them.
他太为难了。
He was so
suffering. 我问你，如果晚上十一点你要睡觉了
，He found it so hard because he's about to go to bed.
那个 Abdullah Badawi 来。
So if our prime minister comes,
你会不会在滚蛋？明天才来。
You say come tomorrow.
你知道现在几点了
？You know what time is now?
没有礼貌。
You manner.
你敢讲吗
？Would you say that?
你一定不敢的。
You won.
好、oh, ，来来来来。
Oh, please come.
如果他说有没有打扰你啊
？You say am I disturbing you？
我、oh, 没有一点
no,
一点都没有一点。
Not even a little bit.
因为他是阿卜杜拉巴达维啊。
Because he's the prime minister.
如果说王副牧师来，你说牧师啊，你懂不懂几点啊
？If Reverend Uncle would come and say, well, Reverend Uncle, do you know what time is it?
下一次再来吧。
Come next time.
所以比拉多很为难。
So Pontius Pilate feels very hard.
比拉多是比祭司长更高的。
Of course, he's higher than the high priest.
But 比拉多是政治家。
But he is a politician.
政治家很怕宗教家。
The politicians are afraid of religious leaders.
因为宗教家富人是富在心里。
Because religious leader ask you to respect them from the heart.
政治家富人是富在手里。
And also, this politician cost you to respect them out of their authority.
你不听我的话。
Listen to me.
我把你关监牢。
If I put you in prison.
政治家。
That's a politician.
但是呢，如果宗教家呢
？But if religious leader.
你们要听我的话。
You must listen to me.
他们怕死了。
Oh, they are so frightened.
所以呢，比拉多知道群众是支持宗教家。
And so Pontius Pilate knows that the masses support the religious leader.
竟然是祭司长自己把这个耶稣叫到。
It is the high priest that brought Jesus themselves to him.
那么带来做什么呢
？Now what to do with him?
就是叫我的行政的长官来。
So that we are, I'm the administrator, now what the punishment?
到底这个人犯什么罪
？But what criminal has he committed?
因为比拉多看耶稣的脸孔不像坏人呐、啊。
Because when Pontius Pilate look at Jesus, he's not like a criminal.
坏人有坏人的脸孔、啊。
Because the evil man has the evil man's face.
杀人有杀人的脸孔。
And the killer have their own face too.
当然这个不一定的啦。
Of course not necessary.
有的坏人装得很好。
Because some of the murderer will look very fine.
但是比拉多想，这个大概是好人。
But Pontius Pilate thought that this must be a good man.
比拉多一见这些人，第一句话问什么
？So when Pontius Pilate met these people, is what the first question he asked?
他犯什么罪
？What criminal has he committed?
你们告他什么
？What have you persecuted him for?
你把他带来为什么
？Why do you bring him to me?
当比拉多问这句话的时候
，When Pontius asked this question,
意思就是说
，Meaning,
如果你自己可以处理，不必麻烦我。
You can deal it yourself, don't come to me.
到底犯什么罪，大到这个地步要把这个人带到我这里来？而且这个现在三更半夜。
That what kind of crime that he has committed that you want to bring him this is so late of day?
你知道他们怎么回答
？You know how did they answer?
如果这个人不是大大作恶的人，我们是不会带来。
If this is not a big evil man, we won't bring him to you.
现在我问你啊
，I want to ask you，
到底比拉多有没有真正回答？到底犹太人有没有真正回答比拉多的话
？Did Jews truly answer the question posed by Pontius Pilate?
有没有啊
？Did they?
没有。
No.
到底他们回答了没有？
Now what did the answer?
回答了。
The answer.
有没有真正的回答？
But did they truly answer?
没有。
No.
回答了没有？
Have the answer?
回答了。
The answer.
对，又没有，又没有，又。
So yes and no, no and yes.
这个叫做心理学。
And this guy's quality.
这是犹太人祭司上说，如果没有罪，怎么会带来？一定是大罪吗
？So the Jewish leader said that if there's no crime with him, we won't bring. It must be a big crime.
他们正在玩弄一件事情。
They are not playing with something.
就是用模糊的事遮盖清楚的事。
Using a very vague term to cover very clear things.
凡是一个人讲话模模糊糊、不清不楚的，你不要猜他。跟他做太深的朋友。
If a person would talk to you in vague terms and language, do not be friends with them.
你吃饭了没有？
Have you eaten?
他说，你吃是吃了。
Yes, I have eaten, maybe.
那么为什么叫吃是吃了？
What do you mean, maybe I have eaten?
他说昨天吃了。
Oh, I have eaten yesterday.
没有人问你昨天吃了没有。
Nobody ever asks you whether you have eaten yesterday or not.
如果一个人问你说，
If a person would ask you,
你最近有没有打你的老婆？
Have you recently beaten your wife?
那你就上当了。
Then you are being trapped.
你说没有，就说从前打过。
If you say no, would you in the past you had?
如果有，现在还在打。
If you say yes, you continue to be.
一问你就死了。
So when they ask, you die.
就比拉多问犹太人说。
So when the Pontius Pilate asked the Jews,
你们告他什么罪？
What kind of criminal you prosecute him?
这是诚实的问题。
This is a very honest question.
他们回答说。
When they answer,
如果这个没有犯大罪。我是不会把他带到这里。
If this person has not committed a big crime, we will not bring him to you.
这是完全不负责任的答案。
This is a very irresponsible answer.
彼得知道他是在上当的。
And now Pontius Pilate knows that he be trapped.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他跟犹太人中间的关系很矛盾的。
Because it's very paradoxical between the Jews and the Jews.
比拉多是占领犹太地的罗马帝国所派来的省长。
Because he is actually the governor sent by the government of the Rome that occupied the Jewish place.
中文圣经翻译就是巡抚
And that's the governor.
巡抚就是省长的意思
And it's the governor.
那么这些人呢
So these people,
他们是自以为是承受了摩西的律法做以色列人宗教领袖的人
They thought that they inherited the law of Moses to become religious leader of the Jews.
所以这是宗教跟政治之间紧张的关系
So it's the tense relationship between religious leader and the politics.
这次回教党大大失败
You know that this past this time has been defeated.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他们盼望得到政治的权柄没有办法
Because they thought they want to gain political power but they couldn't.
当你们的回教党的主席说他到过天堂听见什么话
So when the past leader said that he has been to the heaven to listen to something.
马哈丁气得要命他怎么气的在天堂听什么的
Mahathir was so angry he said how did he go and what have been heard in heaven
这表示呢无论马哈丁是不是回教政治跟宗教之间常常是紧张的
which means there's always a tension between politics and religion
我告诉你我解释可以解释二十个钟头
I can interpret this for 20 hours for you
那你不会怕我 不会解释到明天下午五点不会的
of course I will not interpret until tomorrow 5 p.m.
我今天九点都会放你们走的
and I will let you go at night something
但是你要知道啊
but you must know
你今天听的
tonight what are you going to listen
要比你看那篇电影得到更多的知识
you will be more knowledgeable than as when you watch that film by Mel Gibson
今天所讲的
and why would preacher
没有一本书这样写的
not even single book what I got in this manner
因为这是 original
because it's original
原创的
original
所以你们注意听
so listen very carefully
宗教很盼望利用政治
and this religion what I utilize is politics
政治很盼望利用宗教
and also politics also hope to utilize the religion
为什么叙利王要建立一个很大大的圣殿六十年还盖不成
Why is that Herod the Great want to build a church a temple even 60 years to take it to build
大到一个地步
It was so huge
他说二十五公里以外人坐骆驼就看见金光闪闪在圣殿的屋顶上
Even far away from 25 kilometers they can see the shining of the dome
为什么叙利王要用比金字塔更大两倍的石头一块一块叠成圣殿
Why is that this Herod want to use a stone which is twice bigger than the stone used in the pyramids
金字塔所用的石头两百多万块
You know the pyramids they use more than 200 pieces of that kind of big stone
2 million
sorry
那么每一块是2500公斤
And for every single stone that more than 2.5 tons
但是希律王造耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候
And this Herod, when they build temple of Jerusalem,
用一块石头是5000公斤
A single stone that he used is about five tons。
为什么花这么多钱呢
？Why is that？
因为他要用政治家来利用宗教。
Because he want to use the politician to utilize religion。
为什么他要利用宗教呢
？Why is he using religion？
因为他做王是不合法的。
Because it's not legal for him to be the king there。
为什么不合法呢
？Why is that illegal？
因为做王一定要是大卫的子孙，犹太的支派。
Because for you to be the king of the Jews, you must come from the tribe of Judah。
啊，叙利王根本不是犹太人。
But the King Herod is not a Jew.
他是以东人。
He's an Edomite.
他是以扫的后代。
He's coming from Esau.
所以犹太人说：“你是外邦人，你不可以做我的王。”
And that's why the Jews say that you are Gentile, you are not worthy to be our king.
我们是敬畏上帝的民族。
We are the one who worship Jehovah.
好了好了好了好了。
Oh, never mind.
我虽然是外邦人
，even though I'm a Gentile，
我会替你做一个圣殿，让你好好敬拜你的上帝，好不
好 ？I can build for you a good temple so that you worship your God.
所以这是政治利用宗教。
So it is the politicians that want to.Utilize religion.
地里的苏甘诺一样样的。
And the same thing with Sukarno.
他说我是回教徒。
He said I'm a Muslim.
我相信他不是真的回教徒。
I believe he's not true Muslim.
他之所以说我是回教徒，因为回教徒可以娶四个老婆，所以他刚好四个，所以他是回教徒。
He said he is a Muslim because he want to marry four wives.
那么他又统治印尼很多回教徒。
So he rule over this Indonesia whereby there are a lot of Muslims.
他就替印尼人建立一个那个时候全世界最大的回教这类的礼拜堂。
So he built one of the biggest this mosque in the world.
可以几万人一同站在里面。
A few thousands of people can be together inside.
自己犹太人说，希律王虽然是外邦人，但是也不错啦。他希望有这么大的殿。
The Jews say that even though this Herod is a Gentile, never mind, he built for us a big temple.
这是政治利用宗教。
So it is the politician when they use religion.
今天呢？就犹太人把耶稣带到比拉多面前。
So today the Jews bringing Jesus to Pontius Pilate.
刚好反过来。
So it's just the reverse.
这是宗教利用政治。
It is religion that want to utilize politician.
为什么犹太人不要自己杀耶稣
？Why is the Jew won't kill Jesus themselves?
为什么犹太人要把耶稣带到比拉多面前
？But then they brought Jesus to Pontius Pilate.
因为他们知道律法是条诫命的第六条说不可什么。不可杀人
Because they know that the sixth of the ten commandments say that thou shalt not kill.
所以他想这个人应该死
So he said this man should die.
不可杀人
But cannot kill.
不可杀人
Cannot kill. Thou shalt not kill.
怎么办呢
What to do?
不可杀人那叫别人杀好了
Ask others to kill now.
谁杀最好呢
Who is the best person to kill?
没有人可以杀人的
No one can kill others.
除了罗马帝国派来的大省长
Other than the governor sent by the government.
所以他们说我们既然不能杀
So since we cannot kill the 谁
叫那个外邦人杀最好的
We can ask the Gentiles to kill now.
因为我们杀得罪上帝他早就得罪上帝再杀也是得罪上帝
Because when we kill we go against God by you and we go against God Now I you kill
你杀你杀
Okay why don't you kill now
我让位给你
Oh, I let you kill
让你杀那你什么真的这样是吗
Truly that happened
比拉多问
Pilate said
你们把他带来，因为他犯大罪。
You brought him to me, has he committed a big crime?
好了，带回去，带回去。
Why don't you bring it back?
照着你们的律法去罚他就好了。
Deal with him according to your laws.
你注意哈。
Now pay attention.
比拉多说，你们照着你们的律法去罚他，去办他就可以。
You deal him with him according to your laws.
这些回答是什么
？And what did people say?
我们没有权柄杀人。
We don't have the power to kill.
比拉多没有说你杀他，是他说我没有权柄杀他，本来就要想杀了。
Pontius did not say that you want to kill him, but they say we don't want, we can have a power to kill him because we think they want to kill him.
这些人是不打自招。
Which in this person expressed in mind?
犹太人要不要耶稣死
？The Jews do they want to kill Jesus?
Do they want Jesus to die?
Do they want Jesus to die?
要不要？他们恨耶稣。
They hate Jesus.
因为耶稣说你们这些人，你假冒伪善。你们有灾祸了，你们律法师，你们有灾祸了，你法利赛人，你假假的做一些许多不诚实的事情，有灾祸，他们恨死了。
Because Jesus pointed out to them, "Woe be unto you, and you are the one who is to be going against the law."
你们这些假冒伪善的人
，You are the hypocrites.
Woe are you, the hypocrites.
Woe to you, you are the hypocrites.
所以这些人每天穿宗教领袖的衣服，大家都尊重的不得了。耶稣。 烧他们的面子，伤了他恨你叔。
So these people are so well respected before they put on the religious gown, and Jesus pointed that they are hypocrite. That's why they hate Jesus so much.
我很明白这个。
I understood this.
因为我常常把灵恩派从新派错误的道理讲出来，所以他们恨我，所以我明白。
Because many times I exposed also the wrongs of the charismatic leaders and also those people.
每一个人做的多么坏，还盼望人家称赞他，这个叫做魔鬼的孩子。
So if you do such evil and want people to respect you, you are the children of Satan.
宗教领袖是最爱面子的。
The religious leader, like,
宗教领袖被人责备，他就会咒诅人。
So religious leader, when they are being rebuked, they will curse you.
你这个木匠的孩子。
You are the son of carpenter.
你敢这样责备我。
You dare rebuke me like that?
但是不可以杀人。
But they cannot kill you.
这怎么办呢？
What to do now?
最好有别人杀他。
Oh, better others.
我再问你。
I ask you.
犹太人要不要耶稣死？
The Jews, do they want Jesus to die?
要不要？他们敢不敢杀？
But they, do they dare to kill?
他不敢。不敢。那怎么办呢？最好的办法。
The best way is.
你杀他。我说哎呀，死啊。
Why don't you kill?
可怜。
Oh, he has died.
怎么会死的？
How can he die?
别人杀的吗？
哦，
是别人杀的吗？哎呀，可怜可怜，但是、
oh,
是他杀的吗？
心里
是死了。哎呀，他死了多么好啊！
So、good he died.
我告诉你，
you,
犹太人又想杀人
they want to kill.
又不敢杀人
they cannot kill.
又要别人杀人
they want the others to kill.
又不承认自己甘愿叫别人杀人
and they do not want to admit that they are willingly committing to others to kill.
正像今天很多和尚
like a lot of these
和尚很多和尚他们很爱吃肉
they like to take this meat
不敢吃肉
but they don't take
就吃一些做了好像肉的
and vegetarian meat
所以他说我没有吃肉其实算了他心里是要吃肉不然要做一个像肉的做什么
but actually they have eaten the meat because they take the vegetarian meat
所以宗教里面很多假冒伪善的事
so in religion a lot of people who are hypocrites
全世界的宗教都有很多假冒伪善
in the whole world there are a lot of people who are hypocrites
那我今天如果做一个假冒的人呢
today if I'm a hypocrite
我求主取去我的生命
I ask God to take my life
我讲的话每一句我要真正的讲不然我就不是上帝的
Every single statement that I say I must be responsible if not I'm a true servant of God
你看我用半个钟头刚讲一句话了
So I use half an hour just to talk one statement
你告他什么罪
What kind of criminal you
prosecute 他如果不是犯大罪我们怎么会带到这里来
If it's not committed big crime we're not bringing to you
你以为我们这些人神经病
You think we are lunatic?
我们是祭司长啊。
We are the high priest.
我们是宗教领袖、啊。
We are the religious leader.
我们是研究律法的、
啊。We study the law.
我们不是乱来的。
We don't take a
test. 所以把他带来，不是我们乱来，是他乱来。
So we brought him not because we want to do it carefully, but he is the one who did.
但是他犯什么罪呢
？But what crime has he committed?
哎呀，不必讲嘛，一定有罪嘛。
Don't have to say. Of course, you have a crime.
所以这个叫做大等于没有大。
Which means answer without an answer.
你懂了吗？这样诡诈的人
So answering with an answer is called cunning
所以比拉多想再跟你讲我也跟你一样神经病
So Pontius Pilate if I were to go on debating with you I'll be
我跟你讲了
I won't discuss with you
既然耶稣带来了
Since you brought Jesus
把耶稣带到后面
Okay brought me to the back
他没有问耶稣说你有杀人吗
He didn't ask that did you kill
你有没有偷东西啊
Did you steal
你有没有抢银行啊
Did you rob a bank
你有没有强奸女人啊
Did you rape
我要杀死你啊
I want to kill you
比拉多不是这样笨的
Pontius Pilate is not so stupid
比拉多一见耶稣就问一件的完全没有关系的
So he when he saw Jesus he asked something with not related
你是犹太人的王吗
Are you the king of the Jews
奇怪啊
Strange
你注意看了每一句话不连的
So every statement is not related
问的跟大的
The question the answer
带来的目的跟带来的结果都不连的
And the motive the purpose is not related
我太受吸引了
So I was so attracted
这段时间我再讲每一次我会多讲一倍的长度
So many times when I preach again this passage will double the length
所以我看 Mel Gibson 的电影的时候
So when I watch Mel Gibson's film
我看他那么伟大
I see he's big
他头脑所了解还是很少
But what he understands is so shallow
你说唐博士你这么骄傲你做一个电影大概没有那么多人要看
So Reverend Long you're so proud if you were producing nobody want to watch
我不怕多少人看的
I'm not afraid how many people want to watch
我讲的话你再想
But what I'm saying here, you want to ponder again.
都在他店里面没有办法告诉你。
Something that he is a firm will not tell you.
我告诉你啊。
I tell you.
你们很有福气、啊。
You are blessed.
可以从归正神学的总原则看每透看透每一件事情。
From the reformer theology principle, you want to see everything.
你们如果每一个礼拜这样听。
If every week you listen in this manner.
你不要说四年。
Not say 4 years.
你就是只有一年的机会跟我在世界上一同获作一次。
Even if for 1 year you can live together within the world,
你就领受很多数天的智慧了。
You'll receive a lot of heavenly wisdom.
为什么比拉多不问你有强奸吗？
Why is that Pastor Paul never asked, did you rape?
你有杀人吗？
Did you kill?
你有放火吗？
Did you
sex? 比拉多不问。
He didn't ask that.
比拉多竟然问耶稣，你是犹太人的王？
He only asked, are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣从来没有说我是犹太人的王。
Jesus never said, I'm the king of the Jews.
但是别人对耶稣评价说，他说他是犹太人。
But others have passed the judgment, saying that he is the king of the Jews.
所以比拉多一定听过有关的耶稣到处行神迹，很多人跟随他，所以呢，他可能也人家要叫他做王。
So, Pontius Pilate heard that Jesus preaching everywhere, and also he cast away demons, and also healed everywhere. People might have said that he is the king of the Jews.
比拉多问你是犹太人的王。
And that's why Pontius Pilate asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
为什么比拉多这样问？
Why is Pontius Pilate asking this manner?
因为比拉多不是宗教家。
Because Pontius Pilate is not a religious leader.
他对宗教一点没有兴趣。
He is not interested in religion.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
只想赚钱的人
he want to only make money.
你跟他谈什么他都没兴趣，一谈到钱眼睛就大起来。
Everything you discuss really is not interested except for money.
一个正在谈爱情的人
a one who is now involved in love,
你跟他讲钱他也没有兴趣。
He's talking about money, he's not interested.
当他的女朋友说我答应嫁给你，他眼睛就大起来。
When the girlfriend says that I want to answer to your proposal, he will be so happy.
一个政治家
A politician.
你跟他谈宗教，他没有兴趣。
这个 religion is interested.
但你告诉他有人要推翻你，他马上紧张起来。
But if you were to tell him that somebody want to oppose him, he will be excited.
因为他关心的是他的政治地位。
What is concerned is the political position.
为什么比拉多问这句话？
Why is Pontius Pilate ask this question?
耶稣啊，
Jesus,
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
因为如果在犹太有一个王，
because if there's a king among the Jews,
就表示革命快要来了。
Within revolution will come.
革命一来的时候，
if revolution comes,
就会推翻罗马帝国的权柄。
Then this Roman Empire will be disposed.
罗马帝国如果给他推翻掉了，
if they were to do that,
那我这个省长的地位就没有了。
Then I cannot be a governor anymore.
我这个长官呢？
So I'm the governor.
就自身难保了。
Then I cannot protect myself.
所以他不关心耶稣犯什么罪。
So he's not concerned what kind of a crime he had committed.
那是道德问题。
That's an ethical problem.
那是宗教问题。
That's a religious problem.
关心耶稣是不是王。
What's concerned whether he's a king?
因为这是政治问题。
So there's a political question.
这是地位问题。
And a question of a position.
你明白了吗？
So you understand now?
他问耶稣说你
so they ask Jesus,
是不是犹太人的王？
Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
是。
Yes,
不是。
No,
耶稣不先答。
Jesus did not answer first.
所以你看，耶稣一答的时候，又跟这话又没有相连了。
So Jesus answered in a way not related to his question.
他们讲话不相连，是因为无知。
So they answer not relatedly, it's because they're ignorant.
耶稣讲话不相连，因为他有更深的意思。
But because Jesus have a more profound meaning.
所以耶稣说，这话是你自己讲我的吗？
And Jesus said, did you say that to me?
或者是别人论到我这样讲的？
Or other talking about me?
这句话什么意思？
What do you mean?
你自己承认我是王吗？
Do you acknowledge I'm the king?
如果你承认我是王，
if you acknowledge that,
那么我就比你罗马帝国更大了。
Then I'm higher than the Roman Empire.
那你也承认我是王吗？
Then do you acknowledge I'm the king?
或者别人讲你跟人家说你是没有骨头，是跟人云亦云，是跟从潮流走的人呢？
Or others say and you follow suit.
耶稣一降大的时候，
So when Jesus entered in this manner,
比拉多回答又不关联了。
And Pontius Pilate answered another question which is related.
我难道是犹太人？
Am I a Jew?
犹太人不犹太人，承耶稣是不是王是没有关系的。
So whether you're Jew or not to acknowledge Jesus the king is not related.
好像我们说伊丽莎白女王，
just like Queen Elizabeth.
你们有没有这样讲啊？
Have you ever said that?
你们是不是 Queen Elizabeth 女王？是不是？
Have you ever call her Queen Elizabeth?
那你是不是英国人才可以说 Queen Elizabeth 女王？
So are you a British? Then you will say the Queen Elizabeth.
你不需要做英国人。
You don't have the British.
你就可以说英国女王伊丽莎白。
And you can say that the British queen is Queen Elizabeth.
除非你说 Elizabeth II, my queen, 你才是英国人，对不对？
So if you were to say Elizabeth II, my queen, then you are acknowledging she is your king.
就比拉多问耶稣的时候。
So when Pontius Pilate asked Jesus,
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣回答说，
Jesus answered,
这是你自己论我说的吗？
Did you talk about it? About me?
别人问我说的呢。
Or others talk about me?
比拉多马上说：“我难道是犹太人？根本没有关系。”
And immediately say that I'm not a Jew.
哎呦，这个一句一句讲下去啊，你真的会气死。
So you will get angry when they talk about that.
所以呢，我哪是犹太人？
So I'm not a Jew.
我不是犹太人。
I'm not a Jew.
我怎么需要一个王呢
？So how would I need a king?
所以人家没有讲他先自卑感。
So people never say anything but he be inferior.
人家没有讲他先以为他是侮辱的。
Then he thought he was being insulted.
你看呢，人的心理就是这样。
So that is a man's psychology.
所以他这么讲了以后。
So after he said that,
他说是你整个的祭司，你们犹太人把你带到这里来，你到底做什么事？他现在转过来不讲王的事情，讲事的事情。
Now he doesn't talk about the king anymore. He said, "It is your own high priest that bring it to me. What have you done?"
那耶稣回答说：“我做了很多错事，所以他们抓了。不，因为耶稣没有做错事。
”Did Jesus say that I've done many wrong things? That's why they brought me to you. He didn't say that because you're not coming.
做了什么事的时候
？He said, "What have you done?"
耶稣转过来说
：“Jesus turned around and said,
我的锅不属于这世界。”
My kingdom doesn't belong to this world.
如果我的锅属于这世界
，If my kingdom belongs to this world,
我的部下一定相打，不让我被抓到犹太那边。
Then my own subordinates and people will fight, and they will not allow me to be captured to you.
就是我的锅不属于这世界。
But my kingdom doesn't belong to this world.
现在比拉多乱了。
So now he's confused.
我问你王
，I ask you about king.
你对我讲
，You talk about
另外一件事
，another thing.
我对你说，我不是犹太人。
When I talk to you, I'm not a Jew.
你回答，你的国不属于这世界。
Your kingdom doesn't belong to this world.
好好，我们从头讲，从头讲。
We start again. We start all over again.
那么你到底是不是王
？So are you the king?
比拉多问你到底是不是王
？Are you a king?
耶稣说什么
？Jesus said,
是你讲的啊
？You say,
不是我讲的。
I didn't say.
一样不一样
？Is it the same or not?
是耶稣讲的跟是比拉多讲的一样不一样
？When Jesus said or the Pontius Pilate said, is it the same?
如果耶稣说我是。是王
，If Jesus would say I am king,
是
，Yes, die，
表示你反对罗马帝国。
We say you go against the Roman Empire，
你要叛国
，So you want to rebel，
你要革命
，You want to have a revolution，
你要推翻皇帝
，You want to rebel against，
告你
，I want to prosecute，
现在你就可以死
，Now you will die。
所以耶稣不说我是王，耶稣说
say I'm a king，
这是你讲的
，You say it，
那变成什么呢
？Which means，
如果你称我是王。错在你不在我了。
If you were to call me king, then you're wrong, not me.
你看比拉多又上当。
So Pontius Pilate is trapped again.
所以犹太人要利用他。
So the Jew want to use him.
耶稣讲的话，他不小心他就中了。
So Jesus, whatever he said, he's trapped now.
但是
，But then,
耶稣从来不存心害人。
Jesus do not have that motive to entrap people.
大家说一二三，耶稣从来不存心害人，他只有要来帮助人、赦免人、拯救人、爱人。
He only come to help, to forgive, to save, to love.
如果你敢说你是基督徒，注意这些话。
If you dare to say that you are Christian, pay attention to these words.
当我信耶稣的时候
，When I became a Christian,
我对主说
，I told my Lord,
我立志我一生不亏人。
I make up my mind on to wrong against people.
立志我一生不害人。
I do not want to entrap people.
我一定要尊重的，我就尊重。
And he who need respect, I will respect.
我应当牺牲的，我也会牺牲。
And what I need to sacrifice, I'll sacrifice.
我应当付代价的，我付代价。
What the price I got to pay, I pay.
我吃亏的时候，我要吃亏。
When I'm being wrong against, I will take it.
我一生不要害人。
I will not want to harm others.
我一生不要得罪人。
I don't want to go against people.
如果我不小心得罪人
，If unintentionally I wrong against people,
求主赦免。
God forgive me.
但耶稣基督从来不可能不小心得罪人。
But it would not possible for Jesus unintentionally be wrong against people.
因为神在人间。
Because he is God living among us.
所以耶稣说，这是你说的。
And Jesus said, "This is what you say."
这是你说的。
You say it.
你说我是王。
You say I'm king.
接下去说什么呢
？And then following you say,
不是我说的哈，是你说的。
So, did you say that? I didn't say. You say.
第二句说什么呢
？The second statement is,
你说我是王。
You say I am king.
现在我告诉你
，I tell you,
是的，我是。
Yes, I am.
所以耶稣宁可死也不要害人。
So, Jesus rather that he die, he will not harm people.
你说我是王。
You say I'm king.
是，我是王。
Yes, I am.
我为了做王，所以我生在世界上。
For the sake of being king, I was born to the world.
但耶稣说我的国不属于这世界。
But then he said that my kingdom doesn't belong to the world.
所以这意思是什么呢
？Meaning?
你是在别的世界国中的王，但是生到这个世界来，有没有生错啊
？You are the king of another world, but born into this world. Are you born to the wrong place?
你的国是在别的国。不是这世界。
Your kingdom belongs to another place, not of the world.
耶稣先讲。
Jesus said first.
我的国不属于这世界。
My kingdom does not belong to this world.
难道比拉多就安心了？这样的话
，Then Pontius Pilate is comforted. He said, then
你的国就不会妨碍我的国了。
Your kingdom will not hinder my kingdom.
你懂不懂
？Do you know?
如果呢，这个印尼的总统
，If the Indonesian president
有一个人说。我才是总统。
Your president will say, I am the true president.
他眼睛就大起来了。
Then he was staring.
那你总统我什么头？
So if a president, who am I?
如果你真总统，我什么总统
？If a real president, who am I then?
那如果那个人说我也是总统
，If you would say I'm also president,
我是另外一个国家的啊、哦，那不要紧，
好朋友，好朋友。Nation, but never mind.
你也是总统
，You're also president.
我也是总统
，I'm also president.
只要你不要在这个国家做总统，免得威胁我。
As long as you're not president in this place to threaten me,
对不对呢
？Isn't it so?
耶稣说什么呢
？Jesus said,
我的国不属于这世。
My kingdom doesn't belong to this world.
所以比拉多被关了口。
Conscious by that now feel comfortable.
这样安心吧。
Never mind.
你怎么革命也不会跟到我身上来。
No matter how revolution lies, will not come to me.
你怎么推翻也不会推翻罗马帝国。
No matter how you rebel against Roman Empire, you will not go against us.
你这个国不是我这个国。
Because your kingdom doesn't belong to this kingdom.
那么耶稣说什么呢
？Jesus said,
我生作王。
I was born to be king.
那么比拉多就乱了。
Then he is confused.
你有一个国。
You got a kingdom.
那么。那个国不是这边的国
，That kingdom doesn't belong to this kingdom，
不是罗马国
，Not the Roman kingdom，
不是巴比伦国
，Not the Babylonian，
不是埃及帝国
，Not the Egyptian，
不是叙利亚帝国
，Not the Syrian，
你的国不属于这世界
，Your kingdom does not belong to this world，
不属于马来西亚
，Not the same does not belong to Malaysia，
叙利亚不属于这个世界
，Not Asia but not belong to this world，
那么你一定是另外一个世界的人
，So you must belong to another world then。
那么你生在这个世界来做什么？来捣蛋吗
？So what for you are born to this world？
或者来做侦探呢
？To cause a turmoil to be a spy？
或者来补习，修修在这边怎么做王，回去才会做得成呢
？Or to take tuition how to be king before you go back home？
耶稣说
，Jesus said，
I was born king，
我生为王
，especially come to this world to bear for the truth，
特别来到这里为真理的缘故，
我特别生来为真理。做见证。
I was especially born to be the testifier of the truth.
当他讲这句话的时候
，When he said that,
比拉多
，Pontius Pilate
就问他一句话
，Ask him a question.
真理是什么
？What is truth then?
讲完了以后
，After that,
站起来
，He stood up.
他就走出去了
，And he walked out.
好，现在请你注意听下面的。
Now pay attention to this.
Mel Gibson 的电影里面
，In Mel Gibson's show,
他说。当比拉多听耶稣说
，So when this Pontius Pilate heard Jesus，
我为真理做见证的时候
，I testify for the truth。
比拉多就开始要明白
，Pontius Pilate begin to understand
什么叫做真理
，What is truth？
哇，这个人为真理做见证
，This person want to testify for the truth。
他看看这个被认为罪犯的人
，This one who is called criminal，
没有什么错吧
？He has nothing wrong。
比那些宗教家更好
，Better than those religious leaders。
所以可能这个人有真理。
So maybe this person has truth.
所以比拉多就开始愿意明白真理。
So Pontius Pilate want to understand truth.
我告诉你啊
，I tell you,
Mel Gibson 的电影就错最大的地方就在这里。
And the biggest wrong of Mel Gibson show is this place.
真的比拉多要明白真理。
Truly that Pontius Pilate want to understand about truth.
你刚才读圣经有没有注意啊
？So when you read the Bible, did you pay attention?
比拉多讲了这话
，Pontius Pilate after he said it, 这里
就出来到犹太人那里。
And after that, he went out again to the Jews.
他讲完了就站起来。
After he said that, he stood up.
完了就走。
And he walked away.
所以他根本不是要明白什么。
So he did not want to understand about truth.
请你注意听下面的话。
Pay attention to this.
耶稣说：“我为真理做见证。”
Jesus said, "I'm the testifier for the truth."
比拉多说
：“Pontius Pilate said,
什么叫做真理
？What is truth?"
讲完了就走了。
And after that, he walked away.
如果比拉多说
，If he were to say,
什么叫做真理？
What is truth now?
请你告诉我好吗
？Just tell me.
如果他真的要明白
，If he truly want to understand,
他就坐下来
，He will sit down,
打开耳
，and open his ears.
注意听
，Attentively want to listen what you just say.
那就是真的
，and that is true.
今天如果有一个人跟你讲话
，Today if a person will talk to you,
你说呢？我病了，吃中药好了。
You say I'm sick, I take the Chinese herb, I was healed.
那这个人说
，If you were to say.
什么叫做中药
？What Chinese medicine？
他讲完了就走了。
And he walk away。
你想他要中药吗
？You think he want the Chinese medicine？
如果这个人说
，If this one is sick，
真的吗
？Is it true？
Is it true？ 你这种病吃中药会好
？That with this illness is healed by hope？
是什么药？告诉我。
What hope？ Tell me。
请告诉我。
Please tell me。
那他就真的要明白中药。
Is it truly he want to understand Chinese hope？
你明白吗
？Understand？
所以有一些人问问题
，That people when they ask questions，
另外一些人也问问题
，And others also ask questions。
两个人问的同样的问题。
They ask the same question.
问完问题，有的态度就知道他为什么问问题。
After asking the question, what's the attitude? You know what's the motive for them to ask.
你们听过我的问题解答吗
？Have you heard my Q&A?
有人说唐牧师啊，你的问题解答比你的讲道更出名，全世界知道。
And there people who say that Q&A is better than your sermon because everybody knows.
我说为什么
？I said, I ask why.
他们你答的时候啊
Because when he answered,
很精简。
Very concise.
很尖锐。
And also very sharp.
很启发性。
Very inspiring.
而且每次答对人家问的问题。
Every time you answer the right question.
我说我不知道。
I said I don't know.
你怎么评论你的事情？
那么 how you make it up?
所以现在我到的地方，欧洲了、美国的、南美洲，一讲问题解答，马上很多人赶早一个钟头来。
So wherever I go, if I have a Q&A, people will come earlier, 1 hour earlier.
那你说唐博士，你答问题多久了？
He said, Reverend, how long have you been answering questions?
我从12岁就开始答同学的问题。
At the age of 12, I begin to answer my peers' question.
到21岁的时候。
When I was 21.
我正式答听众的问题。
So I officially answer my congregation's
question. 每年我答的问题有6000到10000个。
And every year the question that I answer is 6,000 to 10,000.
已经43年了。
And 43 years already.
1961到2004.
From 1961 to 2004.
我当然知道人家为什么问问题。
Of course I know why people ask questions.
有的人问问题。
Some way they ask questions.
傻里傻气乱问。
And they ask in a very foolish way.
有的人问问题。
When they ask, some ask questions.
很想知道你到底想什么。
Want to know what is in your mind?
有的人问问题。
Somebody ask questions.
想利用你单纯，连唐牧师看法是跟我一样的。
As they want to show that Reverend Tom thinks alike with me.
还有的问问题。
The people will ask questions.
他们借着你做大炮去攻别人。
So they use it as a cannon to attack others.
还有的人问问题。
And others will ask questions.
是告诉人家你看我在这里，乱问一场。
And that's to show people that I'm here.
还有人问问题啊。
And the people will ask questions.
是也表示他可以攻倒你。你才知道他多么厉害。
Just to show that he can attack you.
所以我老实告诉你。
So I tell you truly.
无论你是大学教授。
No matter you're professor.
你是科学家。
Whether you're scientist.
你是政治家。
Or politician.
你问题上来的时候。
So when you have a question up.
我在两秒钟里面。
In 2 seconds.
我就猜出你的动机是什么。
I will know what's your motive.
I immediately understand your motive.
我马上知道你的动机在哪里。
你不要跟那很有经验的人随便开玩笑。
You're not kid with those who are experienced.
你不要以为你会玩弄那些比你更有经验结晶的人。
Do not think that you can trick those people who are wiser.
所以我告诉你。
I tell you.
我是解答问题的人。
I have no one who answer questions.
比拉多说。
真理是什么？
And Pontius Pilate
asked, what is truth?
就站起来。
And he stood up.
就走了。
He walked away.
这句话不表示他有真理。
Doesn't mean that he wants the truth.
那么比拉多要什么？
Then what does he want then?
为什么他问真理是什么？
Why does he ask what then is truth?
就因为他根本不相信世界上有真理。
Meaning that he doesn't believe that there's truth in the world.
你说唐牧师你怎么敢这样解释？
How dare you in this manner, Reverend Tong?
我告诉你
啊。I tell you.
耶稣跟比拉多以前400年。
400 years before Christ and Pontius Pilate.
西方出了三个大人物。
Three great figures appear in the West.
第一个是这个叫做苏格兰
Socrates
第二个
The second
叫做柏拉图
Plato
第三个
The third
叫做阿里斯多德
Aristotle
苏格拉底是柏拉图的老师
Socrates he is the teacher of Plato
柏拉图是阿里斯多德的老师
And Plato is the teacher of Aristotle
这三个人呢
And these three persons
聪明到什么地步
You know how intelligent they were
法国的哲学家 Renan 说
Renan in French philosopher he said
全世界历史上所有的人类所有头脑所想过的所有问题这三个人早都想过了
In the history of the world all the brain all the questions they have thought through these three persons have thought through
他又说
And he said again
柏拉图的书啊
Plato's book
就是一切思想的源头
It is the origin of all thinking.
全世界2000多年来的哲学的著作
For these books concerning philosophy for this now 2000 years
are merely the footnote of his thought.
只不过是他思想的注脚
不过是要解释他想过什么
Only about to interpret what he has said.
所以你知道这三个人厉害到一个地方
So these three persons are so clever.
你说苏格拉底厉害在哪里
You say where is a good point about Socrates?
苏格拉底把整个哲学历史从研究大自然转过来变成研究人的价值
Socrates turned what philosophy in the past has studied nature turned to the study of yourself
这是很难很难的事
This is something difficult
如果今天在马来西亚有一个人
If today in Malaysia a person
可以使整个马来人从信回教变成信这个孔子那你很厉害
And can turn all the Muslims to believe in Confucianism which is great
一代里面
Only in one generation
整个民族转过来
The whole nation changed
现在没有几个这样的
not few people.
你能够改变一个人。
If you can change a person,
劝他不要赌博。
And so that he wouldn't gamble.
劝了五年，后来他真的不赌博，你已经很厉害。
So 5 years later, he wouldn't gamble. Then you're great.
你能把整个时代的销售方向一转就转过来，从外界变成里界，太厉害。
But you can turn the academic direction of the whole world to that direction. That's great.
苏格拉底
，Socrates,
人文哲学之父。
He is the father of humanity. Humanity.
学生柏拉图。
His student Plato
是唯心论哲学之父。
He is a father of idealism.
柏拉图的学生阿里斯多德
，Aristotle, the student of Plato,
是逻辑同这个呢，和辩证法之父。
He is a father of this logic and dialectics.
也是这个特别注意到这个关于对这个演绎法的学问之父。
And also talking about deduction,
又是自然科学之父。
And also father of natural science.
这个三个人太大了。
So great with these three
people. 但是老实讲哦，
啊，出来的
这三个人死了。
After these three people died,
100 years,
200 years,
300 years,
300 years,
第400年的时候
，When it comes to 400 years,
没有人要听他们的了。
Nobody wants to listen to them anymore.
管你苏格拉底还是亚加瑞，我不管。
I don't care whether you're right or not.
苏格拉底我不管。
苏格拉底。
柏拉图我也不管。
柏拉图。
阿里斯托德不管。
Aristotle.
他们所要明白的只有一件事。
What they want to understand is one thing.
做人有什么意思
What's the meaning in life?
做人这么苦
Men suffer
生活这么困难
And also we suffer in our living
而没有钱又不能活下去
When you have no money you cannot live anymore
而找钱又比生活更困难
So it is even more difficult to find money than to live
今天全世界很多人只懂得活着很困难
Today the world only knows that it's difficult to live
更少人知道找钱更困难
Even less people know that to get money is difficult more
所以呢那些穷人一有钱就乱花
So those poor people when they have the money they simply squander
表示他们做人还不懂得什么叫做人
Meaning that they do not know how to behave as a man
如果钱是别人的
If money belongs to others
你乱花表示我也可以过好的生活
If you were to squander just to say that I can also live a good life
那么你的人生就没有根基了
Then your life has no foundation
所以你们做父母的
So you who are parents
千万不要给你们孩子太过舒服的生活
Don't let your children live too comfortable life
千万不要给他太多零用钱
Don't let them have too much pocket money
千万不要让你的孩子才十一二岁就什么都要名牌
Not that at 11 or 12 they want to have branded shirts
因为他长大了一天到晚感到自己太穷
Because when they grow up day and night they feel that they're too poor
如果是女孩子
If it is a girl
她长大了嫁给没有钱的丈夫她比别人更早自杀没有钱的丈夫
And if they were to marry to a poor husband They will commit suicide
因为已经过惯了舒服的生活
Because they have really led a very good life
今天我坐 taxi 的时候
Today when I was riding a taxi
我就跟 taxi 司机谈谈
I was discussing with the taxi
driver 现他信耶稣
Asked him to be a Christian
后来问他你家庭怎么样
So later asked about his family
你娶了老婆几个孩子
And you have a wife, how many children you have
你知道他说什么
How did he say
我从小是一个好人
since young I'm a good man
现在呢
but now
我说你现在坏人了
are you a bad man now
他说比较坏一点
worse
我说为什么
why
我从小很不注重钱财
you say when I was young I did not pay attention to money
我爸爸是这样叫我的
my father teach me so
我的妈妈也不很注重钱
and also my mother doesn't pay attention to money
但我后来不注重钱财到一个地步呢我妈妈说你很笨
and because I don't pay attention to money my mother said you are a fool
我常常帮助人
I many times help people.
有钱就帮助人。
When I have money, I help.
有钱就帮助人。
I have money, I help.
人家开车得到3万，我是替他付钱。
And people drive, they are being someone, I'll pay the fine for them.
我说你真是很笨。
Oh, you are a fool, I tell you.
他为什么呢
？Why?
因为他犯错，你还帮助他，你就笨。
Because he has wrong, and then you help him, you are a fool.
他犯错，你劝他，你就聪明。
When he did something wrong, you want to exalt him, you are good.
他说我的太太真不像样。
He said, "My wife is no good."
我现在42岁。
Now I'm 42.
我每一餐就是3块到5块钱。
Every meal I have is $3 to $5.
我太太
You know my wife?
就一定要吃70-80块。
Must take $70 or $80.
每次跟她去吃饭。
Every time I go out with her,
我痛得半死。
I feel pain inside.
因为我驾车一天最多赚100块，她一餐要吃80块。
Because I can only make $100 when I have it a day, but she want to eat $70 to $80 a day.
我就对她说，吃便宜一点的了。
Why don't you take a cheaper food?
她回答什么？你知道
Then what did you say?
你不能出。
If you cannot pay,
我自己出
I'll pay myself.
嫁给你这样的丈夫
How can I marry such a husband?
连给我吃好一点的饭都没有办法
Can't even let me take good meals.
所以呢，外太太跨水过
My wife despises me.
我的幼母也看衰我。
My mother-in-law also despises me.
我现在感到做人太苦了。
I find it's suffered to be.
那我怎么办？
What am I going to do?
我就有时候去找别的女人，你糟糕了。
Sometimes I go to womanize.
所以我从前比较好，现在比较坏。
So in the past I was a bit better, now
worse. 我告诉他不可以的。
I say you cannot do that.
做人要怎么样怎么样怎么样。
So how do you behave as a man?
我就传命给他。
So I preach the gospel to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
当柏拉图、阿里斯多德、苏格拉底死了四百年以后
，When Aristotle, the Plato, and Socrates after the life of 400 years,
没有人要管什么逻辑、科学、天然、天文，已经没有了。
Nobody doesn't care anything about science already.
因为做人太苦
，because so difficult to live.
生活的需要
，and the need of life.
钱财的逼迫
，and also the force coming from need of money.
他们感觉到压力太大
，they feel a sense of great pressure.
他们面对这个，为什么做人做的什么意思？
So every day they only ask how to be a man, how the meaning.
耶稣在世界上的时候
，So Jesus went on earth.
比拉多在世界上的时候
，Pontius was still living.
人所追求的是到底人生为什么
？What man was seeking then was the purpose of life?
为什么做人
？Why to be man?
我从前是将军
，In the past I was a general.
打仗败了
，When I fought,
给罗马人抓来
，I was defeated, was captured.
脱光我的衣服
，I was put naked.
大家看到我的身体
，and I was what will people see?
使我一生一世做奴隶，我还有做人什么意思
？So that I was born as a slave, what's the meaning now to be a slave?
所以罗马帝国下面有千千千万万万的人
，So in Roman Empire there are thousands and thousands of people.
一面做人，一面不知道，他不想去问的问题。
They live, but without thinking what's the first knowledge.
但是做人什么意思，也是学问啊。
But what's the purpose of life? That's also a knowledge.
你不要以为读物理学的才有学问。
You don't think that those study faces are knowledgeable.
天天扫马路的那些，一面扫一面想做人什么意思，也是学问。
And those who sweep the street every day, they sweep and also think what's the meaning of life. They are also studying.
不过呢，是没有学位的学问。
But knowledge without degree.
但是很多呢是有没有学问的学位。
But a lot of people have a degree without knowledge.
所以耶稣讲的
，So Jesus said,
你现在明白了。
Now you understand.
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
贫穷的人有福。
Those blessed are those who are poor.
信心的人有福了，哀哭的人有福。
Those who mourn are blessed.
怜悯的人有福。
Blessed are those who are compassion.
饥渴慕义的有福。
Blessed are those who desire for righteousness.
千千万万人就听他讲。
And thousands of people come to him.
今天末世失败，失败在什么
？Today, where is the failure of the past?
他做了一些学术性的东西。
They study something academic.
从来不知道人的需要。
Never know people's need.
他以为我是美国毕业的，我一讲你就看我很厉害。
They thought they were the guys from America. They are great.
讲的根本不知道人需要什么。
But they do not know what people's need.
所以耶稣基督一来的时候
，Jesus when he comes,
他一讲。
When he expounded,
千千万万人听他讲
，thousands of people listen to him，
因为他们知道耶稣在解答他们的问题。
Because they know that Jesus answering their question.
今天有很多很有学位的笨人。
Today a lot of people who have degree but they're fools.
越读越笨。
The more they study, the more they're fools.
我不是说不读的就很聪明。
I'm not saying that those who never study also are clever.
你不要把我的话乱转一场。
Don't turn around and say what did I say.
我说如果你不读书就这么聪明，如果读了一定更聪明。
I said that if you don't study, you're also intelligent. If you study, you're more intelligent.
为什么要让聪明人不读书，让笨人一直读？
Why I said those are intelligent never study, those are fools study more.
你不懂你就笨，你懂你就会更聪明。
So if you don't know that you're a fool, if you know that then you're intelligent.
懂不懂啊？不懂啊，你很笨。
哦、oh, ，Never mind。
如果你懂这些话，你就更聪明了。
If you know about this thing, you're intelligent。
对，他们想什么呢
？So what did they think?
人生到底为什么
？What's the purpose of life?
后来希腊的哲学呢，到了比拉多的时候
，So the Greek philosophy when it comes to Pontius Pilate，
剩下三派
，Three schools。
第一派是什么呢
？One，
人是追求良善
，Man is looking for good。
做人要做好人
，You must be a good man。
有钱没有钱不要紧
，Never mind, you are rich or not。
第二种呢
？The second kind，
神经病。
Oh, you do nothing.
良善良善
You tell goodness and goodness.
行善行善
Do good and do good.
明明做坏人啊，开 Mercedes.
Those who are evil people, they drive Mercedes.
好人啊
But a good one?
吃稀饭
They take Porsche.
明明那些走私漏税的
And those who actually has evade from the taxes.
盖洋楼
They have built houses.
发大财
And they are rich.
你这些诚诚实的老实人啊
Those who are very honest.
老婆都养不起
and they can't even feed your wife
良善良善
没有这个事
no such thing 是第二派的哲学出来
so the second philosophy comes
做人是为了找幸福
and to be a man you want to find happiness
能快乐就快乐
if you can happy you're happy
今朝有酒今朝醉
you have to drink you drink today
年轻的时候快快跳舞
so when you're young you dance
你老了没有人跟你跳舞
when you're old nobody want to dance with you
所以今天是一朵花
so today is a flower
今天彰显彰显自己
so you manifest yourself today
你花掉凋谢了没有人采
When you wither, nobody cares about you.
So, 年轻的时候
so when you're young,
管理人
you want to womanize,
赌博
you want to gamble,
你犯罪
you want to sin,
跳舞
you want to dance,
快乐
you want to have
人生是求幸福
to live is to have happiness.
这两派啊
these two schools,
或者影响很多人
influence other people.
第一派影响有良心的知识分子
the first one influence those who have conscience,
intelligence. 第二派就影响那些只有逢场作戏的人
the second influence those who only want to live a superficial life.
其实第二派的创办人
Actually, the founder of the second school
叫做 Epicurus,
called Epicurus.
他吃的是 Kurus,
Kurus,
因为他们吃的就是面包，喝的就是白水。
They said, "Why you think you say bread and drink white water?"
但是他说人要求幸福。
But I said, "People want to find happiness."
幸福是什么呢
？What's happiness?
懂得节制。
You know how to have self-control.
不随便花钱。
You know, squander.
不随便多钱。
You know, have more money.
不随便犯法。
You don't want to cause.
你才会幸福。
Then you can happy.
后来他的子弟一代不如一代。
So all his disciples have become worse and worse.
把幸福当作就是宴乐。
So the happiness is throwing fish.
人生的目的就是找快乐。
So the purpose of life is to find happiness.
到哪里找啊
？Where?
到跳舞厅。
Go to the dancing hall.
到妓女宴。
Go to the prostitute den.
到赌博馆。
Go to the gambling house.
去抢东西。
And rob.
得到很多钱你就快乐。
When you get the money, you're happy.
这是第二种人生。
So the second purpose of life.
到了耶稣的时代。
When it comes to the time of Jesus.
比拉多的时代。
The time of Pontius Pilate.
社会哲学就在这方面滚。
That is the social philosophy.
第三种人就出来。
The third school comes.
他说难道是这样吗
？Is that so?
不尽然。
No.
行善也没有什么好。
It's nothing good to be good.
求幸福也不一定福。
There's also nothing good to have happiness.
所以他们就怀疑了。
So they are skeptical.
今天很多人敢讲，叫叫叫叫叫叫叫。
So a lot of people dare to say it must be so.
那些敢说，就跟你走了。
And those will just follow you.
你信耶稣，什么病都会好。
So if you believe Jesus, you wouldn't have any
illness. 一定会好。
You'll be healed.
哇，他就大喊大叫。
So they shout.
很多人就信。
A lot of people then believe now.
结果呢？
Then,
发现讲这句话的牧师自己病死了。
And the one who preached about this himself ill and died.
所以有些人说不一定啊。
Not necessarily they say.
信就好，信就好。
So you believe you're healed.
就全世界没有人死了。
Then nobody will die in the world.
你信就好了嘛。
You believe you'll be healed.
怎么会人死呢
？How will people die then?
有的人就不信了。
Some then are skeptical.
这叫做什么？怀疑。
Skeptical.
啊，你不信啊？
Oh, you don't believe.
你不信我的话？
You don't believe my word.
上帝已经咒诅你。
God will curse you.
你看到没有呢？
So you see.
虽然当时有行善的。
So those are the good.
有求幸福的。
Those who seek for happiness.
还有一种什么都不信。
And those who believe in nothing.
你讲你的。
You preach about yours.
基督教当然讲基督教。
Of course, Christian will preach about Christianity.
基督教当然讲佛教。
Of course, Buddhism will preach about Buddhism.
我什么都不管。
I don't believe.
我不听你的。
I don't listen to you.
什么都怀疑。
I am skeptical anything.
这种人叫做怀疑派。
That's called skepticism.
那我告诉你。
I tell you.
我敢这么说
I dare to say
因为当比拉多说真理是什么的时候
When Pontius Pilate asked what is truth
他就是怀疑派的总代表
He is a representative of the skepticism
为什么呢
Why
因为他不明白这个世界到底在玩什么
He doesn't understand what's the game of the world now
像耶稣这样好的人
Jesus is good
你们把他带来
You brought him here
利用我叫我杀他
Using me to kill him
你们搞错啊
Something must be wrong with
you. 你有没有搞错啊
？Something must be wrong with you.
你犹太人呐，代代搞错啊！
哎 ，something must be greatly wrong with you.
这样好的人
，a good person，
你带来叫我去杀他。
You brought him here, want me to kill him?
哪里有真理
？Where's truth?
所以比拉多根本不信真理。
So Pontius Pilate doesn't believe in truth.
比拉多再问第二问题。
Then he asked another question.
你们犹太人
，You Jews，
明明知道什么叫做律法
，You know what's the law？
那么耶稣基督的。
The Jesus,
照你们的立法
according to the law,
如果不好你可以杀他
If it's no good, you can kill.
你又不要杀他
You don't want to kill.
那你不杀人叫别人杀人
So if you want to kill him, you want me to kill him.
借刀杀人的心真理何在
So where is the truth if you want me to kill for you?
第三样
The third,
如果你们是敬拜上帝
If you are the one who worship God,
我们罗马人是不拜你们的神的
We the Roman doesn't worship your God.
你们的神叫做耶和华
Your God is called Jehovah.
我们的神叫做 Jupiter.
Our God is Jupiter.
我们的神叫做 Io.
Iron.
我们的神叫做 Mercury.
Mercury.
我们的神叫做 Prometheus.
Prometheus.
我们的神叫做 Hermes.
Our God is called Hermes.
我们的神还有其他的神。
And there are many, many gods we have.
我们有海神，有天神，有天地神，有树神，有山神。
We have many gods of different areas.
我是不信你们的神。
I don't believe in your God.
那你们说你们的神最高。
You say your God is the highest.
那你们做的事这么低。
But you do lowly things.
根本没有真理。
No truth.
如果世界上有真理。
If there is truth in the world.
罗马帝国那样败坏的皇帝
Then such a worst king for the Roman Empire.
天天搞女人，天天犯贱人。
And womanize every day.
怎么可以叫人家说我是上帝？你们称我是主。
How can he teach that I'm God? Call me Lord.
这个不可能玩玩耍吧
？They must be games.
中国的明朝啊
，You know, in Ming Dynasty,
很严格的
，and very strictly.
谁犯皇帝的法，杀头。
He who go against the emperor will be killed.
谁敢杀头？
Who dare to go against the emperor will be killed.
民间如果有人
If there's people
犯奸淫
commit adultery
要严正处理
They must be dealt with very severely.
明朝的皇帝
But the emperors of the Ming Dynasty
个个犯奸淫
Everyone commit adultery.
他们只懂得管别人不能管自己
They only know how to rule people They don't know how to rule
他们要用法律去处罚别人 They, 没有用法律来救赎自己
They use the laws to punish others not to control themselves.
几乎明朝皇帝每一个死的时候都是花柳病死。
Nearly every emperor of the Ming Dynasty died of syphilis.
最后一个崇祯皇帝
，and the last called 崇祯，
满清进到王宫里面来的。
So the Manchurian entered their palace.
要找他来杀。
Want to kill him?
他知道不妙了。
He said something's wrong.
他自己逃。
So he ran away.
逃到北京的景山上面上吊而死。
And also committed suicide.
所以这些皇帝啊，都是荒淫作乐，毫不约束。
So these are the emperor that lives a very lush life.
这些人是王吗
？But these are the kings.
还叫人把他当作神来拜吗
？So can we worship them as God?
比拉多知道的
，Pontius Pilate knows.
比拉多也知道自己不大像样。
He knows that he's not too good.
他还是可以做省长。
But he could still be a governor.
所以我告诉你
，So I tell you,
一个人用不义的手段
，if a person using a very unjust way,
达到世界上的人所谓的成就的时候
，to achieve the achievement of human eyes,
一定内心。静静的不告诉人见大轻看真理
In the heart is quietly he wants to stammer over truth
一个生意人
A businessman
用骗
When he cheated
敲诈
When he cheated
开空头支
票 Is a cunning way
用各样的办法
All means
做假账
And to fake a business
把大财啊
When he got rich later on
你不要以为这个人会相信真理
Don't think that he will believe in truth
如果这种人信了耶稣还是盼望耶稣给他发更大的财他不是要信真理他要利用上帝因为他认为他就是真理
And if this will become Christian they still want God to bless him to make more money
一个人用叫暗杀的手段
If a person were to have a professional killer
篡位的手段
Also to snatch away people's power
做总统的时候
And they become the president
王的时候
They become the king
那么结果几十年都没有人敢对付他
For so decades no one dare to deal with him
你对他说请你信真理吧
And you ask him believe in truth
他信你啊神经病才信真
And has your love with you
所以我告诉你
I tell you
比拉多是不信的
Conscious fellow doesn't believe in truth
比拉多听耶稣讲我是生而作王特别为真理做见证的时候
And when he heard Jesus say that I'm born to be king I'm a testifier for the truth
比拉多问
真理是什么 And he asked what is truth
讲完了就站起来
After he stood up
就走出去
He walked away
他根本不要听
He doesn't want to listen
他就要教训耶稣
He wants to teach Jesus
如果世界上有真理
If there is truth in the world
像你这样好的人
Like you a good man
还会被抓到我这里
You have been captured to me
让人来羞辱你吗
People insult you
算了
Never mind
不必再叫我
Let it go Don't teach me
我可以释放你
I can let you go
我可以处死你
I can put you to death
还要你叫我什么叫做真理
So you want to lecture to me what is truth
你有没有搞错
Something must be wrong.
你的国不属于这世界。
Your kingdom doesn't belong to the world.
你为什么生在这个世界
？Why say you're born in the world?
你生在世界来做王。
So you're born in the world to be the king.
但你的国又不属于这世界。
But your kingdom doesn't belong to the world.
跑到你那个世界去。
Why not go back?
不回到这个世界上。
You have to come to the world.
所以我告诉我没有办法想象。到底比拉多要从哪里去想世界上有真理
So I don't know from what angle he wants Pontius Pilate to think that the truth in the world
所以我注意看 Mel Gibson 的影片的时候
So I pay attention to Mel Gibson's film
我知道 He got the wrong interpretation
他有错误的诠释
He wrong commentary
他有错误的注脚
他认为比拉多是要真理
He thought that Pontius Pilate want truth
如果一个青年很好
If a young person
他强奸了别的女人
When he were to rape someone
又假假信耶稣
And pretend to be a Christian.
一点不悔改。
And never repent.
那么你在上面讲到。
And then we are preaching on the
pulpit. 你说你们年轻人要圣洁。
That you young people must be holy.
要好好过圣洁的生活。
Lead your good holy life.
他嬉皮笑。
It is your love.
你不懂我玩弄多少女人。
You know how many people I womanize.
上帝都不喜欢我。
And God never punish me.
他一面笑一面听你讲道。
So on one hand he was loving and listening to you.
他心里说只有像你这种末世这样笨这个幼稚不懂的是人间烟火。
He is only that you as a pastor who is so childish.
一个做生意的人。
A businessman.
欺骗你。
When he cheat,
不被抓
he's not captured.
当政府来抓的时候
When he, government comes to him,
他把欺骗的钱拿十分之一给警察警察就走了
They give 10% of what they have cheated to the policeman policeman goes
他是践踏法律不是惧怕法律
he,
他是轻看正义不是追求正义
He says he's stamping on the rules and laws and also he despises the truth
我如果在台上讲道
If I were to preach here
你们年轻人 you, 生活有圣洁
You young people have a little holy life
我讲的时候
When I was preaching
下面一些男男女女嬉皮笑脸我就知道这些人是践踏正义
And there are people who smile there I know that they stammer on the truth
比拉多跟耶稣讲话的时候
Francis Pilate went talking to Jesus
他只想今天早要睡觉你来打扰我我今天这么麻烦
Today I'm so much trouble because I want to go to bed early
他不知道
He did not know
他见到了历史上最重要的
He had met the most important person in the whole history
他不知道
He did not know
他一生最后最重要唯一的机会见到上帝的儿子就是今天
The most important moment whereby I can meet the Son of God is today.
他把这个机会浪费了。
He has squandered this opportunity.
那一天，他真的让耶稣被抓去杀了。
And Jesus was captured and was killed.
因为他永远没有机会见耶稣。
Forever, he doesn't have the chance to see Jesus.
永远没有机会听耶稣对他讲话。
Never again to listen to Jesus preaching.
历史上
，in the history,
给我们四种传说。
We have four legends.
马丁，哎，这个。比拉多后来自杀
Francis Pilate committed suicide
比拉多神经病
He got lunatic
比拉多的尸体被丢在海里
His corpse was thrown to the sea
一个传说比拉多最后他信耶稣
And later on one more legend that he believed he became a Christian
可能 Mel Gibson 是相信最后一个
Mel Gibson maybe he believed the last one
所以他这样解释
And that's how he interpreted this matter
我告诉你
But I tell you
下个礼拜
Next week
我要继续讲
I'm going to continue to preach
基督与比拉多
Christ and Pilate.
你真正注意听以后
So when you listen attentively,
你一生就更明白那一个晚上发生了什么事情。
For your whole life, you understand what happened on that night.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
求主帮助你。
God help us.
给你做个有智慧。
That you are, you become a wise man.
今天我先讲到这。
I'll stop here tonight.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?